In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Today's Mass is being offered in honor of the Virgin of Guadalupe. Bienvenidos, familia Vidras. Muchas gracias por su presencia hoy, Ana, también. Feliz Navidad, feliz Año Nuevo, y todas las cosas. Gracias a Dios por su presencia hoy. En la área de a mi derecha está un contenedor de agua, pero no es agua, agua bendita solamente. Ayer bendecimos la agua santa de Epifanía. La agua santa de Epifanía tiene muchos exorcismos y muchas cosas como esto. Decimos por casi una hora de oración para hacer este agua bendita. Entonces muy fuerte es la, ¿cómo se llama? El sacramental más fuerte que toda la iglesia que tiene. Entonces, lleve con ustedes todo lo que quieren. Son las primeras personas que tienen la oportunidad para recogerla. Entonces, hay mucha agua por ustedes. Do you know what today's feast day is? Did you catch it? Did you hear it at the beginning of the Mass, Anna? No, you didn't. Okay. Today's the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. The Holy Name of Jesus. It's a really, really good feast day. It's an incredible feast day where we get to just honor the Holy Name of Jesus today. A strange thing happened at the time of the reform of the liturgy after the Second Vatican Council, where they took this feast and they cast it aside. They pulled it out of our liturgy, so we no longer had it anymore. It was taken out. And so for years and years, we didn't celebrate the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus. In fact, they did the same thing for the feast in September, I believe it is, of the Holy Name of Mary as well. They took that out as well. Said, we already have plenty of feasts of Jesus. We're good enough. Said, we already have enough feasts throughout the calendar every month, all sorts of times, to dedicate to Our Lady, so we don't need another one. Why do we have one of her name? And so they took it out, threw it out there. But it was Pope St. John Paul II, shortly before his death, he took these feasts and he says, we need the name of Jesus again. We need the name of Mary again. And so when the reform of the Missal was done, he put it back in. He put it back in so that it was on a universal calendar. There were certain small groups spread throughout the world, like the Franciscans and a few others who always kept it within their calendar. But everywhere else in the world, particularly in local parishes like our own today, for years and years and years, we would not celebrate that feast day. And so it's important to see what a great grace that we have in celebrating the feast of the Holy Name of Jesus, particularly on this day, the 3rd of January, here at the very beginning of the year. Very beginning of the year. Because within the name of Jesus, there is great power within the world. When you hear the name Jesus, when you hear the name Jesus, when you hear that uttered often, it's not done with respect. It's not done with love. It's not done with honor. It's not done to bring God's presence into our midst. It's used flippantly. It's used as a curse word. It's used as disrespect. It's used as something very dirty, which you can't say from the altar right here. It's not appropriate. And so it's important for you and me to reclaim the power that we have found within this name, because within this name is found absolutely everything. Absolutely everything which is necessary for you and me to be able to have and uphold to ourselves. It's a name, a cry of help. But as so many of the great saints of the church speak about it, is the shortest and most powerful of all the prayers. Just saying the name of Jesus invokes his very presence here. Saint Bernardine of Siena, one of the great saints of the church, he was the great, I forget what that word is that you would use, the great, not popularizer, but the great apostle of the Holy Name of Jesus. He would walk around everywhere that he would go. Bernardine of Siena, he had a banner on which was emblazoned upon it. My vestments don't have it on this, and we don't have it in the sanctuary, unfortunately, but oftentimes they do. The IHS, which is there. The IHS, he would have that there upon his little placard, and everywhere he would go, he would carry that around and walk there with it, place it before him, hold it in his hand while he was preaching, constantly gesticulate and point to it, reminding people the name of Jesus that was here, that it was the name that saves, that it was the name that brings all hope, the name that drives away all fear, the name which brings God's very presence into our midst, and just to have that name and to reverence it as it ought to be reverenced. Constantly just proclaiming the name of Jesus everywhere he went. I'll tell you a story about that. Saint Bernardine of Siena was so passionate about the Holy Name of Jesus that when he'd go around and when he'd preach his missions all throughout, he was a great evangelist, would go all throughout, particularly, at least I'm thinking of Italy, but I know his mission was much further than that, but when he'd go through every time at the end of the mission and throughout the mission, he'd say, if there's anything that you're attached to, anything that you have a bad attachment to, whatever it is, bring it the last night of the mission. We're going to set you free from that. Bring it here. We're going to have a big bonfire. If you're too attached to a little trifle, you're too attached to a little doll or to a little dress, if you're too attached to some sort of aspect that you have right there, bring it with us. And we're going to cast it into the flames. And we're going to give you again, instead, something marking the name of Jesus. And you take that with you again, and you replace that unhappy attachment that's leading you further and further from God, and take this instead. Take this instead, and just carry with yourself the name of Jesus in a little card or on a little piece of fabric or in this sort of thing, and hold it close to yourself. Well, there was one man in one of the cities, I forget which it was, that he was preaching in. And when he preached this way, the guy came up to him and said, "Look, I'm a good guy. What are you doing? You're stopping everybody from using my wares." What did he do? He was a man who would do a lot of artistry, do a lot of printing. And so he'd print up tarot cards, which are evil, evil, wicked cards, to bring about demonic presence and to try to seek the future in a demonic way. So he'd print those things out. St. Bernardine of Siena preached against those things, and so people stopped going and buying them. He would use those things and print out playing cards for people to go out and gamble and dissipate all their money and funds in this way in games of chance. And he would preach specifically against those things, and so people would stop buying those things. And all sorts of little things like that he would do, which were actually contributing to the vice of the people. And so this man, who was a great businessman, thought that he could win this man over because he could appeal to his greed, maybe slip Bernardino Siena a little bit of cash under the table, and it stopped doing it. He's a holy man of God. He wouldn't do that. And so when he went to do so, he said, "Look, you're stealing my livelihood away from me. This is how I make my living here. You want me to go away destitute?" And Bernardine, with a smile on his face, St. Bernardine of Siena looked at him and he said, "I've got another idea for you. All those things over there, you're doing for evil. You're glorifying Satan with those works which you're printing up. How about this? Change your business model. Why don't you print up a card that has the name of Jesus on it? And I promise you, you're going to sell a lot of those. Why don't you make up this beautiful card with the holy name of Jesus, IHS, which is right there, I for Jesus, Jesus, H for Huius, which means son, filio, hijo, S for Savior of the world, Salvador. You do that, and I guarantee you, you're going to be well provided for, and you're doing something good and glorifying to God. Now you convert." And so he did. And there began the great tradition that we have, all those holy cards that you received. Before that, there wasn't much of an idea of holy cards that were there. Well, after him, these things started going off and all over the world. There was these printings of these holy cards that went out there, and they expanded their way. This was, in essence, the origin of that very same thing from the very holy name of Jesus, that people would take those things, hold them to themselves, and consistently remind themselves to invoke the holy name of Jesus, oftentimes with beautiful prayers to the name of Jesus on the back of it. The holy name of Jesus is powerful, powerful. And so whatever it is that's going through you, whatever difficulty it is that you have, whatever things that just seem to be too much for you, you don't have to get a huge big prayer out of your mouth or have lots of words or just go over and over again before the Lord with all sorts of things. The only thing that's important is to just call down the very presence of God in his most holy name. I'm going to say probably a lot of these things that I just said to you, but I'm going to say them in Spanish in just a few moments. But just when you call upon the holy name of Jesus, and it has encapsulated all the power that's there. You bring his very presence into the situation in which you're in. And where the presence of the Lord is, as the scripture says, there's freedom. There's freedom. And he whom the Son of Man sets free, that is Jesus Christ, is truly free. I'm going to continue what I was working on here, but in Spanish in just a moment. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.